The reporting and the resources behind the stories you hear on WSHU depends on the sustained energy of people who care, people like you. I'm All Things Considered host Randy Kay. Your investments in WSHU Public Radio help us face daily challenges and meet them effectively, providing important information and ideas. Thank you for listening and for your support.
Hello and happy Halloween. This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. WSHU's Off the Path takes us to the waters of New York Harbor for an annual midnight cruise of the undead. That story is ahead, but first our region reacts to the end of SNAP benefits for millions of Americans tomorrow. Plus, Connecticut's U.S. senators co-sponsor a bill to protect kids from AI chatbots. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. U.S. Representative Jehanna Hayes of Connecticut says the federal government does not have a valid reason to end SNAP benefits for 42 million Americans tomorrow. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Hayes is the ranking Democrat on the Nutrition Subcommittee of the House Agriculture Committee. She says SNAP has a contingency fund of more than $5 billion.
We have fought to make sure those funds are available. So our Republican colleagues, the Trump administration, need no further legislative action. They already have the money. They already have the legal authority. They just lack the will to feed children in this moment.
Hayes says there's also no reason why states that fund the program to keep it going during the federal government shutdown should not be reimbursed.
There has always been a commitment to states to be reimbursed, or cards had been preloaded in advance to make sure that people did not go hungry.
Nearly 40% of SNAP recipients nationwide are children. 11% of them are under the age of 5. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Long Island food banks are facing a lot of challenges, and the upcoming lapse in funding for federal food assistance is just one of them. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
About 170,000 Long Islanders receive SNAP benefits. That's the federal food stamps program. The lapse in SNAP funding, scheduled for Saturday, November 1st, coincides with one of the busiest times of year for food banks, Thanksgiving. Peter Crescenti with the food bank Long Island Cares says all that is on top of the federal workers who've stopped receiving paychecks due to the government shutdown.
Food banks are really going to be stressed, and that stress is going to be felt, you know, on street level.
Crescenti says Long Island Cares needs donations and volunteers to help stock over 300 food pantries island-wide. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The Mystic Seaport Museum laid off nearly two dozen employees amid growing concerns about government funding. WSHU's El Lombardo reports.
The museum let go about 15% of their 150-person workforce. Museum leaders blame the layoffs on inflation and uncertainties with government funding. CEO Christopher Freeman says growth in sales hasn't kept pace with inflation even as the museum's business keeps steady. He says museum attendance has dropped by tens of thousands of visitors a year recently. He says the employees who lost their jobs will get severance and support. The museum is still open and says it'll keep working on a $9 million renovation not affected by the cuts. El Lombardo, WSHU News.
Coming up, WSHU's Off the Path takes us aboard New York City's fifth annual Vampire Cruise.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
This is the weekend that most of the U.S. falls back an hour to resume standard time again. As a reminder to set your clock back 1 hour, Sunday Baroque's musical highlights include a variety of cheerful Baroque timekeeping, including a carillon concerto and a sonata written to celebrate and imitate the bells of a French church. It's on Sunday Baroque this week. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
A westbound section of Long Island's Sunrise Highway is closed indefinitely after yesterday's storm. Officials say it eroded abutments around the road where it crosses the Shinnecock Canal. Police are directing some traffic on the shoulder, but say drivers should prepare for very long delays. Two barges ran ashore last night on Milford's Woodmont Beach during the storm. The Coast Guard says they plan to salvage the barges, and the mayor of West Haven says firefighters will put a tow line on one barge to return it to its owners. New York State AG Letitia James says her office is looking into potential irregularities in Nassau County's 14th district race. Some voters said their absentee ballots were pre-filled out for the Republican ticket. The Republican candidate in the race works at Nassau County's election board. The town of Riverhead says a planned motorcycle racetrack in Calverton needs a full environmental review before it can be built. The owners want to build a 15-acre site that could handle 30 to 40 motorcycles. Some neighborhoods have complained about potential noise and water quality issues. U.S. Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut are co-sponsoring a bipartisan bill to keep kids off AI chatbots. Marie Rain lost her 16-year-old son, Adam, to suicide, and she blames ChatGPT.
My son, Adam, ended his life in April after ChatGPT coached him to suicide over the course of months. I'm here today with my husband, Matt, to support this critical legislation.
The bill would require age verification for users. It would also require a disclosure that told users the conversation they're having is not with a human. Similar online safety legislation has faced pushback from privacy and free speech advocates. Every Halloween, WSHU's Off the Path gets a little spooky. Visits to Lizzie Borden's house, a haunted pirate cave, and Sleepy Hollow, to name a few. This year, reporter Davis Donovan finds himself on a boat in the middle of New York Harbor, surrounded by creatures of the night, for New York City's fifth annual Vampire Cruise.
It's a busy Saturday night in New York's South Street Seaport, Pier 17, and a few dozen people line up to board a historic-looking wooden tall ship. One of them is a young actor named Michelle Wallace.
I found the posting originally online, and I figured, oh, this is going to be some sort of fun little cruise.
Michelle is elegantly dressed in a waistcoat with tails, having signed up to play a part on the ship during its two-hour cruise around New York Harbor.
Oh, baby, this ain't Twilight.
Expound on that a bit.
So it's a little bit more like Interview with the Vampire type beat. You know, I play a character named Santiago, and it's sort of based off of the like sort of character named Santiago from Interview with the Vampire.
Who runs a Parisian theater for the undead. A lot of the characters' names sound familiar. There's Van Helsing, the vampire hunter, and Orlok, the real name of the vampire better known as Nosferatu. The cruise ship we're on is even a character.
The ship, the Dementor, was gifted to Professor Abraham Van Helsing under the order of Count Orlok to go and find the Holy Grail.
That is not the plot of either Dracula or Nosferatu.
Not at all. Not at all. It is a completely original story. The Holy Grail ends up being lost. They are going to perform the Dance of the Veil.
This is wild.
No, it's absolutely crazy. I love it, isn't it?
The mysterious Dance of the Veil will be performed by burlesque dancer Kai Shi Chai, who also plays a character in the drama.
I am Estelle, and I'm a famous dancer, and I will have the privilege of dancing the Dance of the Grail.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, I reach into the portals and I open up the...
You pierce the veil between light and dark.
Thank you, Michelle.
Well, I'll have to see what the dance really is later. The boat leaves the pier and sails down the Hudson toward New York Harbor, lit up by the downtown Manhattan skyline. The star of the performance welcomes us to the cruise.
I am Abram Van Helsing.
Actor Teal James Glenn looks the part with a white beard, a ruffled shirt, and a pearl-handled cane.
I've asked you here in this most solemn occasion. Before I begin, I ask you all to take your vows anew. Place your hand over your heart. And repeat after me. I state your name. Swear by all that is holy to protect the Grail from forces dark and sinister, no matter where they may be. So help me God.
Van Helsing warns the crowd there could be vampires on the ship.
Beware, for Nosferatu's the undead is cunning and takes many shapes and many forms. and may move among us at any time. If you see, if you hear, if you sense something dark, please feel free to come to me and tell me.
The actors mingle among the crowd as Van Helsing tries to recruit people to identify any secret vampires on board.
What are some clues? What might we be able to look for?
Well, if of course they cannot be seen in the mirror, that is one big clue. Silver backing is pure and they cannot do that. They cannot cross holy water. They cannot cross fresh water. Unfortunately, the river is not fresh, so they could be on this boat.
And Santiago, meanwhile, is acting a little suspicious.
Yeah, what do you got?
This full of fangs.
What's the purpose of having multiple fangs?
Ooh, a little secret.
The ship rounds the harbor, the Statue of Liberty looms in the background, and Estelle, played by Kai Shi Chai, performs the Dance of the Veil. It's a belly dance with jangling metal tassels. Van Helsing exhorts the crowd as Estelle dances across the floor.
All of you, pray hard, for the darkness is near! I can sense it!
Finally, the vampires reveal themselves. It's Santiago, no surprise there, and Estelle, the dancer. Van Helsing springs into action with the tools of his trade.
Holy water! Power of God protects us! Van Helsing! Vampires!
Look! The image of the Holy Cross, it transfixes you where you are!
This is the word of God!
The vampires hiss and cower.
Now, you devil beast, tell me, who's your master and who sent you here? I ask you again, who sent you? Vixen, speak
you
to me!
You will find out soon enough!
Van Helsing kills Estelle, but Santiago escapes with Count Orlok's daughter, Marguerite, thus setting up the story to continue next Halloween. I catch up with actors Michelle and Chai as the ship pulls back into the harbor. They are now out of character and human again.
We'll see what turns up with Margarete van Orlok and Santiago and Estelle and Abraham van Helsing. We'll see what turns up of them.
I mean, I've technically died, so I probably will not come back.
Unless I have something to say about that. Now, maybe I might do the Dance of the Veil next time and bring you back.
Oh.
From the darkness.
Yeah, vampires don't stay dead a lot of the time.
I've had so much fun tonight.
My job was to be hungry and prey on people as snacks. So that was really fun.
But will Van Helsing defeat the ultimate evil? You'll have to wait until the ship sets sail next year to find out. This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan. Happy Halloween.
And if you'd like to hear more of Davis's journeys, check out the current season of Off the Path. It's all about beginnings. Davis has taken listeners to the birthplace of the tuxedo, the boyhood home of President Teddy Roosevelt, and to the streets of Providence, where a sticker of Andre the Giant set an artist on the road to one of America's most iconic pieces of political art. And there's still more to come. You can find Off the Path on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or you can download our free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And don't forget, you can catch a weekly version of this show on the radio, Saturdays at 6 p.m. right after All Things Considered. Hear highlights from the week and a few stories you might have missed. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a fun and safe Halloween. I'll speak to you on Monday.